Rosh Hashanah. This sugya happens to be a Hilchos Shofar sugya, which ramifications are probably more relevant to other things, but it is relevant to Shofar as well. We'll see at the end why. The idea is the following. Can somebody fulfill a mitzvah that requires hearing something through a device, let's say a microphone, an amplifier, a telephone, a hearing aid, etc.? So,
like through a medium, basically.
So the sugya starts really with the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that's okay. So if somebody blows into a pit or some other cavernous area where there's a big echo, im kol shofar shama yatzeh. If he hears the shofar, so then he's yotzeh. Im kol havar shama lo yatzeh. But if he hears the echo, then he's not yotzeh.
But the vibrations like a deaf person.
Yeah, we'll get to that. So that's the Mishnah. And what we have in the modern poskim is five different ways to learn this Mishnah, and based on those five ways, we'll figure out how that applies. Meaning, what's the problem with the Kol Havar? Why is it that if you hear the shofar, you're Yotze, if you hear the echo, you're not Yotze? So the most straightforward way of looking at this, is... the first two sources. Yerushas HaPleita is a collection of tshuvas from pre-World War II Budapest. The first is the tshuva of Rav Shalom Viter and then Rav Shalom Zalman Orbach. So in the Yerushas HaPleita he says, look at the fourth line. Perish Rashim Kol Havar Shama Im Kol HaShofar Kol Shkim Kol Havar Lachub Im Kim Lomi Bayim Microphone Mashmin Kol Acher Mikol Shalom Medaber. So then that's nothing. Meaning, the fact that you hear this replication of the sound, that's not the kol shofar, that's something else. Right? So when you hear an echo, you're not hearing the shofar, you're hearing an echo. When you're listening to something by a microphone or a telephone or anything like that, you're not hearing the shofar, you're hearing the sound that was made by the speaker. So that's what the
but
first two.
But an echo is reflected sound. Whereas, like.
Oh, okay, fine. So that's right. So it's closer, meaning it's closer.
All the more so.
It's all the more so. Meaning, if an echo doesn't work, so certainly. Meaning, the problem with the echo is that you're not hearing the actual sound. So kol shekein, that if you hear it from a microphone and you're not hearing the actual sound, so you're not yotze. That's the first approach. The second approach is Yosef Engel. The problem is the following. Of course, when I'm talking right now, you're not actually hearing the sound that's coming out of my mouth. The sound waves vibrate until they get to you. Okay, so if I'm sitting all the way in the back, it's going to be less direct than if I'm talking right to you. And the same thing with the shofar. If your ear is right to the shofar, you'll hear it more directly. If you're sitting, 10 feet away, a little less so, and 50 feet away, a little less so than that. But, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, that if you hear it directly, that's the normal way of hearing it. Okay? You hear it, okay, it's a big room, but you're hearing the shofar the way you normally hear a shofar. But if you hear the echo, so then that's not the normal way of hearing it, and that's why you're not yotze. Okay? So then he says, he calls it shmili de davar acher. Applying that to an amplification system would be the same issue, meaning that's not the normal way to hear a shofar. You hear a shofar by listening to it, not by listening to it over a recording, or in this case, it's not it's a recording, it's live, but you're not hearing it directly, and so that's a problem. The Munkacha Rebbe in the Minchas Elazar and Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in sources 5 and 6 say that the problem is, I'll read it from source 6. The bekol shofar ma'akev imyesh bekol ta'roves shel shofar acher o she'en mimin shofar. So let's say you're hearing the shofar and mixed into that noise is something else. So if the noise, like, there's always noise in the room, there's a little ambient noise, or if the air conditioner is running, no one's going to say the na yotze, the mitzvah. But if the air conditioner, if you were standing by the air conditioner, and you heard the shofar faintly, so that might be a problem. That because you're not hearing the kol shofar, you're hearing the air conditioner's interpretation of the kol shofar, so to say. So there's a mixed sound. So if that's the issue, so it comes out of split. Meaning, when it comes to tekiyah shofar, so there's a specific idea. Meaning, this idea of not hearing the echo is specific to the shofar. That you have to have a pure, unadulterated sound of the shofar. And if other sounds are mixed in to the point where it affects the way you're hearing the shofar, then it's no good. But if it's another mitzvah, you go to, let's say, Megillah reading, or, you go to a wedding and they're saying the brachas over a microphone, anything like that, so that might not be a problem because you're allowed to have a mixed voice in other areas of halacha. But shakur hearing, there's a specific halacha regarding shofar that you can't hear the kol havara. This also, if you think about it, the case in the Mishnah, I mean, how is somebody going to, it's talking about hatokel esoch habor, you know. On a simple level, the guy himself is blowing the shofar. So how is it that he's hearing the echo and not the kol shofar? So this approach kind of at least makes meaning if it's a long shofar in such a way that he's hearing the kol shofar, but he's hearing the kol havara mixed in. So then and that's kind of has a dominant tone to it. So then it'll be a problem.
Someone with a hearing aid.
We'll get to hearing aids. Yeah. Okay, then the last two, so far we have on one end, we have Shlomo Zalman is on one end of the spectrum, and the Rishus Plata that it's nothing. You're not hearing anything. You're hearing a digital replication. Then we have Rabbi Yosef Engel, who says that it's based on what's normal, what's not normal. This would be like a middle approach that depends whether it's shofar or other mitzvahs. Now there's two shitas that are mako. The Shlomo Zalman in the same tshuva quotes the Chazon Ish.
If a kid is crying in the background, so then according to this approach,
yeah, if the kid is close enough to you that you're, you know, that the sound of the shofar is really being drained by the kid, then perhaps. Yeah,
hear the shofar from another room, like with the door closed?
That should be fine.
Even though you're hearing again the
through the walls, right, but. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe Rabbi Yosef Engel might say that's not the normal way of hearing it, but I don't think that we assume it. I think we assume if you hear it through a wall, you yotzei the mitzvah. You have to be miskamen to be yotzei. And that's a different discussion. I'm going to speak about that Shabbos morning. If you hear it
on the way,
the Mishnah Berurah discusses if you have two minyanim blowing at the same time. That's a different. That's a whole different discussion. I'll speak about that Shabbos morning. Or at least I'm not speaking about that, but I'm going to touch on that. So the Chazon Ish quotes Rosh Hashanah quotes the Chazon Ish that it all depends on the timing. Meaning, if you hear, right, what's an echo? You blow it, and then you hear it a second later, or it could be 5 seconds later. So that's kol havara. Kol shofar is when you hear it simultaneous to when the sound is being made. So if there's a recognizable difference, then it's kol havara. If there's not recognizable difference, then not. So if you're listening with a microphone, so that should be fine. Meaning that's not kol havara, that's kol shofar. And so he was makel with this. Shlomo Zalman points out in the last sentence, it's a big chiddush. I do not understand it. So Moshe Feinstein also, he doesn't say it definitively, but he says maybe the problem with kol havara is that the sound is weakened, meaning that when you blow the shofar, you get it at a certain decibel level. The echo only comes out at a little less than that. But if you put it through an amplification system where it's coming out stronger, or just as strong, at least to the listener, so then maybe it's not a problem. He's talking about Megillah reading, but again, you know, the shofar with a microphone is not really something which, you know, we're going to, you know, is going to be an issue for us, you know, unless you're, you know, whatever, somebody's watching a stream of one of the synagogues that's not so makbid on that, and so you know, I think the Chazon Ish, says, I thought I saw it somewhere, that you have to be in the same room. Meaning even Chazon Ish would say that maybe a telephone is not as good as a microphone. The sound might be instantaneous, but you have to. There has to be some sort of tziruf with the actual noise that's coming out. So how does this apply to hearing aids? And this is where a shofar is relevant. So Shlomo Zalman writes, and just as a piece of a historical piece of information, Shlomo Zalman, when he was 25, was like a pioneer in the area of electricity and halacha. And the reason why he did that was because his mother just got a hearing aid. When he was 25, his mother got a hearing aid, so he spent a lot of time looking into the halachic ramifications of that. So, when he says that he's doing this with sensitivity, you know, just gives a little more appreciation. But starting shel fizeh nimsa she'anash masher oznem kveda mishmoa mishtam shemashish a microphone of telephone katan lekarvet kol hamedaber laoznem. I feel badly that the people who use hearing aids, according to what I said, einam yotzim klal chov a shofar mikrug migel v'chadoma, that they can't fulfill the mitzvah because, right, his opinion is that it's not the same sound. The sound of the shofar is one thing. What the hearing aid does to the sound is a whole different situation. Now, if you ran through the analysis here, you could fetch out that according to Yosef Engel, the issue is that you're not hearing it the normal way to hear it, so maybe in this situation, if that's your normal way of hearing it, that would be okay. Again, according to the Chazon Ish of Moshe, anyway, you'd be Yotze. Moshe Sternbach throws in another idea here. I mean, he uses the Darko term, but it doesn't seem to be limited to Yosef Engel and Kuyone Shas. He says, he's talking about cochlear implants. So he says, Kevin she'etzel fiyashmiya nikra darko. That's called hearing, and that's not called, meaning when it's an external device like a regular hearing aid, so it's converting the sound kind of external to the body. The cochlear implant is part of the person's body, so then maybe that's a different type of situation. So that's his opinion. You know, if somebody's in a situation where they could hear, just not as well, so then I think it would be advisable to just take out the hearing aids for to hear a shofar, or, you know, try to get as close as you can and try to hear it without. But if somebody can't anyway, so, you know, maybe I wouldn't use them as the Baal Tokeya, but because they might not be chayev. But, you know, you try to listen. Like there's a shita that you're not supposed to do kiddush levana unless you see it directly, not through glasses. So I used to, you know, sometimes I take off my glasses, but then I can't see the moon at all. So, like, you know, you can't be machmir for that shita. So here too, if you can't be machmir for Shlomo Zalman, so you do the best you can, and right, and you and that's it. So we saw the five shitas. Right, whether it's a din in not hearing the actual sound, whether it's a din in darko, normal or not, whether it's a din in having a mixed sound, which might only be a problem with shofar, then the Chazon Ish says the problem is that it's not immediate, so if it is immediate, it's fine. And Moshe says if it's a stronger sound, not a weakened sound, so it might not be an issue. So those are the five different shitas and how they apply to microphones and hearing aids.
Thank you very much. Yeah, me too.